China's State Council recently encouraged local governments to experiment with giving primary and high school students a spring and autumn break. Students in China currently have only two breaks, usually 2 months in summer and 1 month in winter, in addition to the national holidays. The suggestion comes from the Outline on Developing National Tourism and Leisure, which is approved by the State Council recently, to boost the domestic tourism industry and improve the quality of travel and the leisure. But the addition of spring and autumn breaks will not increase the total number of students' vacations. The outline also encouraged primary and high school students to take part in organized tour groups to expand their horizons. But the suggestion has drawn mixed views. So do you support?
Can we hear the mixed views first?
Okay.
Who is saying what?
Well, somebody for the suggestion said, as a senior high school student, I am under great pressure to study. The test-oriented education just makes us into slaves of the textbooks. If spring and autumn breaks are approved, I will have more time to enjoy nature and will be able to relax.
So his opinions were echoed by many students, I guess.
I think
if you ask students, from primary to high school to middle school to even, college and entrance, college students even higher, master degree, I think everybody welcomes.
More holidays.
Who in their right mind is going to say, no, I don't want spring or autumn break. That's crazy. That's nonsense. Come on.
Actually, it's not more days because the number of days is the same, mm-hmm. right? Only that they break them into four separate sort of holiday vacations.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Instead of taking 2 months summer vacation, I wanted to have a break during this.
I think you'd need it. As hard as students work in China, you definitely need a break. And it's good to have four different breaks throughout the year.
So let's just focus on those who are against it. And let's hear what they say.
Those who are against the suggestion are like teachers and parents.
What do they say?
Like a parent said, summer and winter breaks actually have already become headache for parents. Because we have to work, so who's going to take care of our children? I suggest reducing students' holidays and arranging more extracurricular activities instead.
This is crazy.
Are you for real? Because are these kids not already busy enough in school and on the weekends? So many parents take their kids on the weekends to extra classes, English classes, music classes, what have you, okay? And so they're saying that right now that's not enough and they want to add more?
This is a very dumb parent.
That's crazy.
That's very, very unwise.
This parent must think that their kid is a machine, okay? Because it wants to work it to death, basically.
Yeah. In the name of love.
My gosh.
A teacher said,
the first 1 or 2 weeks before and after holidays are students' happy hours. It is also the period when teachers have to take pain to rein in students' hearts and make them concentrate on studying instead of thinking of playing around.
But that's true for every weekend, okay? Every weekend when you're the weekend, you come back,
that's your job.
Well, of course.
We have been teaching,
yeah,
right?
We've taught.
We have taught. Mm-hmm. And it's our job to think about new ideas and
to get them interested again, get them focused.
I think I'm not boasting my own ability as a teacher. The first class, when students come back, I taught in university, and I knew that they were some of them are still on
vacation.
Yeah, definitely. But I can always use something interesting, topics mm-hmm. interesting, or materials interesting, or my own sort of teaching methods to have them back immediately in the class.
Yeah.
Make your classes interesting.
Yeah. But I also think, when a break is too long, it just gets boring.
Yeah,
at least for me.
Summer vacation in China usually takes 2 months.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a student, I would feel very excited at the beginning. Like the first 2 weeks, but later I will feel boring and just want to go back to school to play with my students.
I understand.
My classmates, yeah.
The concern from the parents' side, it's a real concern because, talk about the paid vacation system. Mm-hmm. We, Chinese government has swore to put in place the paid vacation system by the year 2020. So imagine if I'm a parent, I have a kid who enjoys four breaks
in a year,
and I am not given enough holidays or paid vacation, you know, to also break my total holidays into four breaks to accompany my little one to go, you know,
wherever
to seek sort of, you know, opening horizon sort of opportunities, then parents would be in serious trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, yeah. I think it's got to work with both sides.
They need to go find babysitters, you know, temporary sort of caretakers, you know, all these things. So it's like the previous topic. For China to really get these ambitious things done, it's going to take a long time. Not only that, but it's a coherent thing.
Many pieces
that affect many other departments.
That's right. Many pieces must, you know, fit.
Stitch together.
Right. Must fit in order for both of these topics to work. So. Yeah.